landed on Saturday. Buried on Sunday. They go back to work on Monday. If I was president.
Good morning, Mel Henlins of Local 304. This is the branch president of Columbus, Ohio, Kenny Hodge, with another postal podcast for you. Hey, listen, folks. I am engaging in a campaign against the current local president. I'm receiving some pretty nasty comments from folks who support him, and I guess that's all right, because it really don't affect me. But I want you to know, I'm going to report what I report. And I hope, it's not intentionally pissing anybody off. It's designed to wake you up. You've been under the leadership in 304 for some time now. And I'm simply trying to tell you, you deserve better. And I'm also trying to show you that I am better and I can be a better leader for you and bring back a lot of solidarity in our union. Now, let me tell you something. If anybody out there believes that the local president is not currently responsible for the disarray in Columbus, Ohio, then you are not following his actions. And I'm sorry, even the folks in Columbus, Ohio, minus that handful of folks who follow bit blindly. And I guess that's okay, too. Everybody needs people to follow them that don't know what's going on but just react to what you say. And that's okay. But I'm trying to bring about a more informed mail handler, a more informed policies on how we run union business. I'm not trying to bring about another situation like you have right now, where if you disagree with anything from the local president, you're pretty much going to disappear. And when I say disappear, you're going to be taken out of office. You're going to not be allowed to do your job. You're going to have other folks brought into your office to run your facilities for you. This is the current local president. This is his MO. And let me tell you something. I am not the only person who can make these statements. And it's not important to me that anybody else does, because, see, I can campaign on his unprofessional acts just based on what I went through. I don't need anybody else. And what I put out as my facts, those are my facts. And when I say my facts, you got to understand, there's pretty much always three sides to every story. There's the person telling the story side. There's the person he's telling the story side that he's telling the story against. And then there's what actually happened. And unless you were there, you don't know what actually happened. I don't care what you think you know. You really don't know. You know a version depending on who you believe or who you support. Now, I still invite anyone on my podcast that would like to tell some 304 stories about their dealings with the local president, because all I'm simply saying is, in the short time that I've dealt with him, I'm certain that what he did to me, he's done to other folks. And as I travel around 304 and I talk to people, I'm hearing these same stories about taking branch presidents out of office, bringing other people in to run the office when the branch president's in the office, attempting to silence people's voice, phone calls out to candidates asking them not to challenge people he supports. Now, I made it clear to 304 when I first started to put together a drive for the office that my beef is not with 304. My beef is with your local president, because he don't deserve to be anybody's local president. He's a self-centered a person only out for what's good for Bit McLemore. And we're bigger than that as a union. Now, again, my beef is with Bit. Now, all you other folks that want to jump on board the Bit wagon and participate in this, well, be my guest. But, you know, I didn't send for anybody, so there's no need for you to come for me. Let me tell you a quick Bip story that all his supporters can email me and question all they like. I am a union member wanting to be a union steward. Okay, my skill set from 25 years in postal management, trust me, I've been dealing with contracts from all unions, letter carriers, mail handlers, clerks. It doesn't really matter, because that's what my position in the post office was. So now I decide, or not decide, was decided for me, that I'm not going to be in management, so I'm on the union side now. But I still have this powerful skill set. So I want to be a steward. First I'm told no, then a vacancy opened up, and I'm brought on as an alternate steward. One of the things that I did as an alternate steward was I was very successful in bringing back two or three mail handlers that were fired in their 90 days. So there is no grievance procedure, but there's a EEO procedure and there's other procedures. And I was very successful in doing that. I'm sure Columbus union reps will forget all of that, and that's okay. But this is some of the things that I got done as a alternate steward. And I guess my current president was a little fearful that I'm about to challenge him for his position. Your local president, being the unprofessional person that he is, jumped on board with the branch president and fired me. Did you hear what I said? Yeah, I'm an alternate steward bringing terminated mail handlers back to work who are terminated in their 90 days, and they're still dues paying members to this day. Had I not been there, those folks would not have a job. And the reason I say that is when it was brought to me to work on the case, and those stewards in the office know this isn't a fabricated story. It was given to me because I'm telling these folks in Columbus I can get things done. So when these mail handlers were terminated, it wasn't like, hey Ken, can you get these folks back? It was more or less, hey Ken, you keep talking about all the stuff you can do. Here's a case for you. And that case was given to me by the branch president at the time. And of course I worked it out and got that employee back to work. So now I guess a little bit of the realization that I can produce is becoming real to the union. So rather than embrace the skill set, they rather move it away so that I'm not in position to further my advancement in the union, again, through branch president, local president, and we'll leave it there for right now. So they thought it would just be better to get rid of me. So when I sit here and tell you about how unprofessional your local president is, I can give you examples probably for the rest of this campaign. Now, you can call them lies if you want to, but this is what happened to me personally. So what you call this doesn't matter to me. I'm going to tell the story. And to Chief Steward 2 or 3, Kathleen Van Hoos, who loves to go on the website and say I've done absolutely nothing for mail handlers, just want to share this quick story with you. When you say I've done absolutely nothing for mail handlers, you would have been brought up on labor charges while I was an alternate steward for referring to a mail handler, Brother Turner, as a pussy, and he was at the door and heard that foul remark coming out of your mouth. But what did your alternate steward, now branch president, do? No, I went out and spoke to Bradley and convinced him not to file charges on you, because we could work it out internally inside the office. So when you sit here and keep saying I've done nothing for anybody, you should be the last person to say that, because you probably would have been brought up on union charges or labor charges for calling that man a pussy. Yeah, and there was about 4 stewards in the office, so I don't need anybody to verify what I'm saying, but they know what I'm saying right now is the truth, as with everything else I'm putting out. So before you get on the webpage and start lying about you didn't say that, you need to talk to some of the stewards, because they heard it, and I came to your rescue and defended you. Hey, listen, I'm not going to stay in this mode of podcasting. I'm going to get back to contractual items. But every once in a while, when I take so many incoming shots I'm going to fire back verbally. Let's not get crazy, folks. I'm going to fire back verbally to just calm that down a little bit. And don't confuse when I say calm that down that I don't welcome your responses. This is part of the reason why my campaign or my intent to let you know I'm going to challenge Bit for that spot is so we get this kind of dialogue. Because you're probably going to hear a lot of stories about me, but if we have time to sit down and talk about them, I'm almost certain most of them have no merit or no basis. Am I perfect? Of course not. But am I a better leader for you? Yes, I am. Mel Henderson 304. You've been under the direction of Bip McLemore for so long that you become accustomed to drinking dirty water. Well, here comes Brother Kenny Hodge, and I have clean water for your consumption. Hey, let's get together and vote Kenny Hodge, local president, in our next election. Cheers! That's the sound of the new direction train coming through your ranch. Vote Kenny Hodge, next local president, local 3-3-0-0-4. And just so we're clear, I'm not asking anyone to vacate their position. I'm not spiteful like your current president, and because you opposed me during the campaign process, that now I'm going to move you out of your office. I can promise you none of that's going to take place. But what I'm saying is I'm going to bring a new level of energy, a new level of professionalism, a new level of focus to 304. That those of you that's been around a while, again, maybe you like the buffoonery that you currently have. Well, I'm going to trade that buffoonery for professionalism. And again, I'm going to make members proud to be part of 304. Now, those who want to stay on board, I welcome you. Those who don't, again, I'm not asking you to leave, but I'll watch you walk out. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge, and I'm letting you know, if we have to bring new folks in, we will. Again, when we become stagnant, the only way to get back in the flow of what should be happening is we're going to need different people, different ideas, folks that have not been in this union forever and are locked into improper ways of conducting business. So, yes. With this podcast, I'm also sending out a message. Let's wake up, Branch 304. If you're in a branch that you feel you can perform a better function than your current branch president, challenge that position. And that's no disrespect to any branch president, but I'm just saying, let's wake up and let's get active and let's resume our position as regulators of this national agreement. This is Kenny Hodge with the Postal Podcast. And with that, I'm going to say, have a great day. And remember, 180 degrees new direction is the campaign that I'm embarking on. Please join the campaign and let's bring about a different perspective on how we conduct union affairs in Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. Vote Kenny Hodge. Have a great day.